You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Laura Bailey. Since the late 1940s, nuclear power has shown great promise as a clean way to produce electricity. As the chairman of the University of Michigan's Nuclear Engineering and Radiological Sciences program, Professor William Martin oversees a department that is working hard to fulfill the promise of nuclear energy by developing advanced technologies in all areas of nuclear power, from waste storage to power generation. Professor Martin explains how nuclear energy is generated and why it's a favorite option in the race to produce clean energy.
Nuclear energy is due to splitting the atom. You need uranium. Some concentrations, say on the order of 3 or 4% of the uranium, has to be enriched in the isotope U-235, whereas the rest of the uranium is U-238. U-235 can fission when a neutron hits the nucleus. It can split into two smaller nuclei. And when that happens, energy is released. And that energy then heats up the fuel rods. They're about the size of a thick pencil in diameter, but they're 12 feet long. There may be 40,000 fuel rods in a typical reactor. So when the fissions occur in the fuel rods get hot, and the water flowing past the fuel rods gets heated up and then is converted to steam, which drives a turbine.
There has been an increased interest in nuclear power in recent years, and Martin believes that will increase as the technology advances and the cost decreases.
There are 103 nuclear plants in the country today. These are commercial nuclear power plants. Most of them are in either the Midwest or the Northeast. When the plants were built 30 years ago, that's where the population was focused. We have like three plants here in Michigan, and there's also plants on the West Coast, obviously.
People use coal to generate electricity because it's cheap, but it is having a horrible impact on our environment. Nuclear power has none of these detrimental effects.
Well, coal is bad for the environment. The pollution it emits is quite severe to people's health. It also contributes to global warming because of the greenhouse gases that are emitted. Nuclear power does not emit any pollutants. In fact, it emits less radiation than a coal plant, since there is residual radioactivity in coal, which is emitted up the smokestack when it operates. A recent study by the University of Chicago, issued just 2 years ago, concluded that nuclear power could be competitive with coal and natural gas if we weren't building first-of-a-kind type units. Once you've built a few plants, then you can then have a production line, essentially, of nuclear plants. And the costs of the nuclear plants then beyond that become competitive with coal. Nuclear plants are taxed to take care of their nuclear waste. If coal plants and oil and natural gas plants were taxed to take care of the carbons that are emitted, nuclear power would be much more competitive than coal or gas. Well, safety is certainly a very important issue. We've seen what can happen at Chernobyl and at Three Mile Island, and in fact, the Chernobyl accident was unique to the design of the Russian reactor, and so those will not happen in this country. The Three Mile Island accident occurred at a pressurized water reactor, which is similar to the reactors that are in use today in the U.S. But we learned a lot from Three Mile Island. The industry safety record since then has been outstanding. I'm confident that, in fact, we know how to design and operate reactors to operate safely. Every nuclear plant has a safety analysis performed for it, analyzing how the fluid reacts in various situations, but also probabilistic calculations are done as well. These assume that perhaps one safety system didn't operate correctly or there was a flaw on some other system. Very detailed analyses that are done just to account for the fact that accidents can happen, including operator error.
UM was recently rated the number one nuclear engineering and radiological sciences department in the country. Students and researchers here are working on projects in all areas of nuclear science.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.